With three stores at 174th and Maple and a shop in Fremont, Dillon Brothers has the motorcycle you're looking for. In addition to bikes, they also sell ATVs, side-by-sides, jet skis, and more. Check it all out at Dillon-Brothers.com.
Game time, 16, Torn of the Zone, 16, Torn of the Zone.com, 16, Torn of the Zone mobile app. Good stuff with Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com, Anthony Tolliver, Matt Verzal, still to come. Unfortunately, former Husker legend and Green Bay Packers star, Amon Green, was arrested in Wisconsin on felony suspicion of child abuse. The Browns County Sheriff Department confirms that Amon Green was booked early Monday morning for an alleged incident on Sunday night. Just reading from this story here, Green has been booked for felony child abuse, intentionally causing harm slash cruelty towards a child. The charge carries a maximum of 6 years in prison if convicted. A representative for the Sheriff's Department told TMZ Sports, quote, "We had contact with Mr. Green on Sunday, June 25th at 11:30 p.m. He was arrested for physical abuse of a child in a family-related incident. The referral has been made to the Brown County District Attorney's Office, and any additional requests will need to be made to them, and we cannot comment on pending cases." So, according to the booking sheet, Amon Green is being held without bond until he goes in front of a judge. Yikes. You know, you don't want to jump to conclusions. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But that's certainly not a good look. You know, I've always said that I feel like I can get past a lot of things. You harm kids, that's always been something that I have a really hard time with. So certainly something that we'll continue to track, continue to monitor. But Amon Green has been arrested on suspicion of child abuse. Not good.
Not good at all. And child abuse is a hard one. That's why it's important. You can't rush to conclusions because child abuse is kind of one of those things that sometimes is to the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. Yep.
And I mean,
you define child abuse might not
have it. It could be as mild as spanking his kid, or it could be like an Adrian Peterson type of deal. So it's important not to rush to conclusions, but you hate to see stuff like this.
Not good.
News, especially with somebody that you know.
Yeah, and you feel like you'd always heard good things about Amon Green, so a little bit surprising, a little bit out of character. We'll certainly continue to monitor that. That's not good. It's never good when you see something like that pop up. 402-951-1620. You listen to the show enough. You know a few things about me. I don't really get into any sort of minor league sports very much. My line of thinking and the line I always give myself is my sports cup is already full, for lack of a better term. So I'm usually not a huge fan of anything that isn't the NFL or college football, or that isn't the NBA or college basketball. You know, I'm like, everybody here is like, UFL, all right. I'm like, yeah, no thanks. You know, Arena League football, yeah, no thanks. I'm good. But I've always kind of felt like if I'm going to watch football, I'm watching either the NFL or college football. That's pretty much it. Or if I'm going to watch basketball, I'm pretty much only watching the NBA or college basketball. But I'm not going to lie to you. I find myself kind of intrigued with this Big Three league that debuts tonight on FS1. It is 3-on-3 basketball with retired NBA players or guys who are just retired. It's being organized by Ice Cube. I think the fact that it has a pretty prominent television partner like FS1 kind of gives it some validation. And I don't know. You look at the names involved, and it garners some respect, and it's pretty impressive. I mean, here are the coaches. So there are 8 teams. Here are just the coaches of these teams. Allen Iverson, Gary Payton, George Gervin, Rick Barry, Rick Mahorn, Charles Oakley, Clyde Drexler, Dr. J. Like, whoa, right? And then just you have Allen Iverson's going to play a little bit. Rashard Lewis, Kwame Brown, Mike Bibby, Ricky Davis, Rasul Butler, Brian Scalabrine, Josh Childress, Reggie Evans, Larry Hughes, Rashad McCants, Corey Maggette, Katino Mobley, Deshaun Stevenson. Like, so this isn't just like, who? You know, like, who's that guy? Or it's, these are guys that played for a long time in the NBA.
Now, with all those names and the guys that are kind of running this thing and putting it together, I just don't see how, because when I first heard the idea, I was like, is this going to be like another XFL type of thing? Something that's
too gimmicky,
that's really hyped up, but it's gonna fizzle out. With names like that involved, I mean, the XFL had nobody of note involved in their league. It was all Mike, whatever his name is, something McCann.
Yeah.
Wrestling dude.
Yeah. Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon. This, you got some prominent basketball people involved.
I mean, you got Allen Iverson,
Dr. J.
Like, they had their kind of like debut behind closed doors last night in New York, where it wasn't televised, but they kind of, it was like an exhibition, for lack of a better term. And like, there was a few clips that surfaces, like you see Allen Iverson like hitting a jumper. You're like, that's Allen Iverson, you know? And so I'm not gonna lie, I'm intrigued. Like, you can't fight what you're intrigued by and interested in. I think it's smart. They got high level, kind of top tier players, and I think it's scheduled perfectly beginning today. It's officially that time of the year in our sports calendar where things slow down a lot. Where outside of regular season Major League Baseball, you don't really have a lot going on right now. So I'm intrigued by it. I'm not gonna lie, I am kind of intrigued by it. So I think the rules are interesting. I think I'm gonna have to watch it a little bit to totally get a feel. But the game is played, it's half court, obviously, and standard 2 and 3-point shots apply. There is an exclusive 4-point shot when a player is touching any part of the 4-point circle. That feels gimmicky to me. I'm not a huge, you're basically have to go shoot like a half court shot. I'm not a huge fan of that. It is first team to 60 points wins, and halftime happens after a team scores 30 points, and you got to win by 2. There is, after a score, a referee must touch the ball. After giving the defense 3 seconds to get set, the opposing team must take the ball beyond the top of the out-of-bounds line, and a player has 5 seconds to return the ball inbounds. There's going to have instant replay. There is no defensive 3 seconds. Steals do not have to be cleared, so if you steal the ball, I think you can turn and go score. I'm intrigued. Like, I'll watch it tonight. That could be one of those things you watch and go, this feels like I'm watching... What was the old MTV Rockin' Jock ball where it just felt like dumb? But I don't feel like it is. I mean, you get the sense there's a lot of people that are taking this pretty serious. That I'm fired up for it tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to watch it. I will check it out. 402-951-1620. Coming up next, it's time for Professor Ball to hand out some weekend grades. ARF, we come back.